And I'm really pleased as well to meet Ora Shalian, who is from Taitokoro and Tainui, who is a singer and a songwriter. She's been singing for a long time, particularly in a duet called High Society, but she's just released a piece, which we'll play later on too, called The Only One. It's from her debut album. And Ora, tēnā koe, it's very nice to meet you today. Ko te o husband tēnā, Ora, ngā mihi.
Kia ora, how are you?
Good, thanks, Ra. You come from a musical whānau there, sister? Did mum and dad sing, or how did you get the bug?
Yes.
Of course.
of course. Just really, really lucky to have grown up in quite a musical family. So, yes, mum, dad, all the sisters, all play instruments and everything like that. So, yeah, I guess, like you said, got the music bug.
Where did you grow up?
So I grew up in Taitokoro, up north in Whangarei, and eventually made my way down to Auckland, and I live down in Auckland now. So, yeah, that's where it's all at.
Tell us more about those musical connections. What, did the folks have a band, or are you talking about just gidjin-gidjit guitars in the lounge room after dinner?
Yeah, hey, that's it, right? Sure, there were always guitar parties and mum and dad getting out the guitar after dinner, and we still do. And that's, so much fun, just love it. But, yeah, mum and dad were in bands when they were younger, and, dad was telling me that him and mum used to play on these boats that would go around the Bay of Islands. And mum would sing and dad would play drums, and I think his brother used to play instruments as well. They were boats that would go around the Bay of Islands and, host people for dinner. And, they were the local bands that would play on those boats. So, just being fortunate to, be involved with music. And, of course, that led to me writing my own original music, which hopefully a few people think, all right.
I love your modesty, and I'm sure there'll be people who absolutely love it. I bet you've got a deadly voice. We'll get to play that for our listeners in a moment as well. But you've been actually entertaining for a long time. So, what instruments do you play?
I play a little bit of piano. I used to play piano when I was younger. So, and I still play quite a bit of piano now, but I work with quite a few musicians and a producer who's a multi-instrumentalist, we write all of our music together, but I also play a bit of piano as well, hoping to get into a bit of guitar, with everything being, being in lockdown, I've been trying to think of different things that I can do and different skills to pick up, and I've been thinking, maybe I should give guitar a bit of a go.
You're a school teacher as well, right?
I actually run my own music school. I run my own singing school, and that's really cool because I get to share all of, my knowledge about music and singing with my students, children and adults.
Helping them to develop some confidence with projection and performance, which is important because a lot of people have talent, but they don't have a lot of confidence. And I know how important it is to have a kaitautoko there to just sort of encourage them forward and to and to deliver what's inside them in the best way possible. You've travelled the Middle East too. Did that have an influence musically on you? Because I'm a bit fascinated with some of the sounds that emanate from that part of the world.
Yeah, for sure. I did a lot of singing over in the Middle East and Southeast Asia as well. Absolutely. I was singing over there. They have, their own sort of taste in music as well and what sort of music they like to hear. So I would definitely say that that influenced my music, having sung over there for 6 years. So there's a lot of like South American influence in terms of music over there, and they love a bit of rock over there as well. So so that was really, really cool and certainly has influenced my music.
I found it at first, you can listen to like Lebanese music and not appreciate the sort of melodic quiver that is driving what sounds initially like it's a sustained note, but there's this intricacy that is going on within that sound. And I guess as Western ears, sometimes we don't quite pick up on it, and it can sound a little bit unusual to us. But I don't know, I just seem to get a little fascinated by that, the ability to do those quivers. They do it in the call to prayer as well, the Muslim guys.
It's so beautiful. Yeah, it's absolutely beautiful. And you know, I lived over there for a little while, like I said, and you get you hear the call to prayer, I think it was 5 times a day or something like that, and it's just beautiful. It's this lovely minor, you know, scale, and it's almost, it's very uplifting and calming almost. So, yeah, no, certainly, I'd absolutely love, you know, their music, and definitely have had an influence on my own music. For sure.
Well, before we play this lovely tune, the only one, could you take us in for a little walk around this beautiful secluded church on the Kaipara Harbour where it was recorded? Yeah. Describe the intimacy of the recording environment for this waiata.
Yeah. Well, we've got a friend who built a beautiful, like you said, secluded church, and it was it's in Helensville. And we saw pictures of it, and as soon as we saw it, we just thought, we have to get there and record. When we record songs, we like to be in a space that's inspirational, that, you know, helps us to, you know, get into the vibe of the song. So we thought, well, let's take our gear out there, let's shoot a video while we're recording as well. And hopefully all of that shines through the song. You know, that we were just feeling so inspired by this beautiful, secluded, quiet place. And I think it just goes to show, you know, it was just how beautiful Aotearoa is, and how there's all these special, amazing spots, you know, hidden treasures almost. And we're hoping for our next video to find another beautiful hidden treasure where we can record and do another music video.
Well, Ra, it's been really neat to have a kōrero with you about music and about travels and about whānau. Thank you for sharing some kōrero. E hoa mā, Ra Shamian is on Facebook. You'll find her there, and also on YouTube, Spotify, all those vehicles that people are able to release their music. This is her single. It's called The Only One, and I'm hoping that it won't be the only one, that we get a chance to enjoy plenty of waiata from you in the years ahead. Ra, thanks for sharing some kōrero with us here on Irirangi Waate, and all the best to you and your whānau.
Thank you for having me. Ka kite.
Ka kone rā. And here is Ra's song. It's called The Only One.